This recording, Slovakia 1, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in the Zerg district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job and superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with goods waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Come on, come on," which Sarah thought was an old choice for name. Come on was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her effort was not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off and closed and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Now, I would like to speak a little bit about the custom, how provide Eastern in my village, what was Nizhna Pisana, when I was a young girl, when I remember maybe I was 10 years old. Religion in my village, it was Greco-Catholic, and their services in the church for Eastern very special. Everybody from every house prepared day or two before special eggs, but special painted with wax. It's until now is very special, very famous, very expensive handmade eggs. And also ladies bake special kind of bread, kind of cookies. It's different. It's babka or babovka. Also we have sausages. We have from every piece of meal what we have in the spring, in that time we put in a handmade wooden basket, very nice decorated, very, very sophisticated decoration, little parsley, little greenery, and on top we always put beautiful handmade little tablecloth, and ladies went to church and put this basket, one basket nearby, other one basket, and this bread was wrapped differently in tablecloths and also open a little bit if priests are going in the middle, he blesses food, and every piece of food must be opened and waiting for blessed water. And it's very special, very, very festive. And until now, I didn't see these services made with very gracious, very occasional, and very rare service as it was in my little village 50 years ago.